How much do you really trust the public figures you see, especially when they're talking about something as critical as your health? Today, we're going to do a deep dive into the fascinating and often controversial world of Dr. Mehmet Oz. Our mission really is to unpack this complex figure, move beyond just the surface stuff and try to understand his rise, the controversies around his show, and the different influences on his career. And for this, our main source is an insightful article by Michael Spector called Dr. Oz: Celebrity Medicine and Unorthodox Cures. Now, it's important to remember this piece was actually written about 7 years ago, so it gives us a specific snapshot, from the author's perspective back then.
Yeah, and that time frame is pretty key. It sets things up for some really valuable critical thinking as you listen. We really encourage you to think about how a public persona can, diverge from professional practice, especially in areas like health and wellness. It's not just about Dr. Oz, really. It's about how all of us, as, consumers of information, learn to figure out what's actually reliable.
Right. So Spector starts his article by painting this picture of Dr. Oz as America's doctor. That image, as most people know, really got cemented through his appearances on Oprah. The article even describes this scene where thousands of people are lining up, not just for a free stress test, which is interesting in itself, but just to see him. It really underlines his celebrity status and maybe the idea that he quite enjoyed being an entertainer too.
And what's pretty remarkable, especially looking back from now, is that when Spector wrote this, Oz was still a very successful, actively practicing surgeon. I mean, doing complex heart surgeries alongside running this huge TV show. Spector also points out his father's influence. His dad was also a doctor, and it seems really pushed him to excel at, pretty much everything. And that drive, likely contributed a lot to his skill as a surgeon.
Okay, so he's got these undeniable surgical chops. But you mentioned Spector introduces this kind of skepticism pretty early on about the show's content.
Exactly. It's subtle at first. He acknowledges the skill, the background. But there's this undercurrent, a hint of disbelief, maybe. Like the author himself is finding it a bit hard to square the rigorous medical training with some of the topics popping up on the show.
It's like an early warning sign.
Yeah, definitely signals that something
Yeah.
interesting is going on.
And this is where the narrative really takes a turn, doesn't it? Spector highlights this pretty starkly. The article talks about a clear shift where Dr. Oz's show started pushing, well, frankly, non-scientific remedies, stuff like miracle fat burners, and even, quite shockingly, things like repairing homosexuality, which, hearing that now compared to the surgeon image, is quite jarring.
It is. And the article suggests this shift wasn't just random. He makes a strong case that Lisa Oz, his wife, had a really significant influence here. Spector notes her connection to what he calls a New Age movement. And maybe even more revealing, he observes she had the final say on big family decisions, including, whether their own kids would get immunized, which, yeah, Spector presents as pretty surprising, especially for someone with Dr. Oz's medical background.
That detail about immunization having the final say, that's really something for a trained surgeon. Did Spector dig into why Oz might have, deferred like that,
Yeah.
especially given the alpha surgeon persona?
Well, Spector seems to find that contradiction really puzzling. He quotes someone, or maybe observes himself, that one does not get as far as Oz has in life without feeling compelled to be an alpha. But then contrasts it immediately with this idea that he's not in control as an alpha when it comes to his family. It's a just really complex dynamic, right? Maybe his professional drive didn't map onto his personal life as you'd expect.
And Spector implies that maybe Oz himself didn't fully buy into all his wife's views, but he gave them airtime anyway for the audience reach.
That seems to be the implication, that reaching a wider audience might have been the goal, even if it meant platforming ideas he perhaps didn't personally endorse fully.
And there was that anecdote about Lisa telling Oprah to call him America's doctor.
Yes, which Oprah then did. It feels very strategic looking back.
So it wasn't just the overall direction. Spector also points to specific examples of controversial promotions on the show itself, like his reported take on Reiki, suggesting he only featured it to make people feel comfortable almost dismissing it.
Right, sort of treating it lightly, maybe.
And then having guests like Mercola and Jeffrey Smith. People Spector explicitly notes turn the heads of other scientists.
Yeah, these weren't just fringe segments. They seem to have been recurring themes that clashed with mainstream science.
So how does Spector ultimately make sense of Oz? Does he come to a conclusion?
He seems genuinely confused by him. That's the word that comes across. He ends up painting him as, quote, flaky when it comes to what he is willing to peddle and why. And this flakiness, this inconsistency, the author seems to link back to those twin influences, his wife's beliefs, and maybe paradoxically, his father's intense drive for, well, impact and excellence.
Right. Okay. So Spector then highlights these two specific statements from Dr. Oz himself that really seem to mystify him. And honestly, they stood out to me too. First, about having a controversial guest like Mercola on, Oz apparently said, if I don't have Mercola on my show, I have thrown away the biggest opportunity that I have been given.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
Isn't it? And then the second one, I could spend my life doing bypass surgeries, but what would that make me? A surgeon. With this show, we can do much, much more.
Ah. Okay, those two together are very revealing, I think. It sounded like Oz saw himself maybe as an advocate for the unconventional, like he felt he had to give a platform to these voices his peers were dismissing. The biggest opportunity wasn't surgical skill, it was reach.
A different kind of impact.
Exactly. That desire for much, much more than just being a surgeon, it points to wanting a massive scale of influence. The show was the vehicle for that, even if, you know, it meant going into these really controversial areas.
Mm-hmm.
He saw it as valuable, maybe, or at least impactful.
So, despite being impressed by the surgeon, Spector's final take is pretty critical of the show's content.
Very much so. He clearly respects the surgical skill, but the article concludes with little regard for the pseudoscience that Oz promotes on his show.
And Spector leaves us with that incredibly vivid detail.
Oh, the warm-up comedian.
Yeah, that Oz was almost certainly the only partyologist in American history with a full-time warm-up comedian on staff. It just perfectly captures the strange blend of medicine and, well, show business.
It really does paint a picture of the world he ended up creating.
So wrapping this up, this deep dive really throws that tension into sharp relief, doesn't it? The respected surgeon versus the promoter of unorthodox stuff on this huge public stage. It's a really complex story about celebrity influence and definitely about public trust, especially when it comes to health.
Absolutely. And it leaves us with a pretty critical question to think about for you listening. In today's world where medical info is everywhere, often pushed by celebrities, how do we balance that? How do we weigh the appeal of entertainment and, you know, mass reach against the need for actual scientific rigor, evidence-based knowledge?
Yeah.
And maybe what responsibility do the public health figures really have when they speak to millions?
That's a really important question. Something to definitely reflect on how you evaluate information, especially when it comes from a voice you might otherwise trust.